I'm honored. I'm pleased that Gary would be here. It'll be interesting to be able to share some things. It's not totally by accident. Nothing's an accident. Nothing's a coincidence in this world. And as we move into this major, major upheaval where the elite are trying to take the world, more and more of your facility for remaining alive, much less in good health, becomes impacted. And he will not be aware of almost all of the things that we have written 120 books about, 250 papers. And I wouldn't expect him to try to catch up this afternoon, nor to have very much feeling about me, one way or another. The subject that we need to discuss with him are some of the legal ramifications of simply trying to exist or coexist as the New World Order takes its place and you are brought into enslavement. You think that can't happen, not in America. It's happened. It already has happened. And now you're getting the stirrings of the militia movement. There are two ways to consider militia movements. One is for defense, I suppose. But I want all of you to remember that if you need violence, you don't have a lot of faith in God. You'll get killed. They have now available hand-carried phaser guns. They can stun to kill, whichever they choose to use on you. And since there's going to be a major depopulation effort through incredible disease, you're going to start phasing out the attention to AIDS. We can get rid of AIDS when we get rid of the parasites and build the immune system with the GIAs and the DRIAs. Dr. Gordon, for instance, will not even know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about DRIAs. It's been kept very local. Our Giandriana has DRIAs, and that substance we have made out of state and shipped directly. At some point in this trail of natural healing, you're going to have to move to the DRIAs. And I'll say it right up front before I introduce him, because they are the oldest living cell. And you're going to have them because they carry all of the frequency information of the DNA structures of whatever system into which they're introduced. We've been talking about ELFs, VLFs, the GWEN system, the ground wave system. Well, you've got another system that I have just written about yesterday called the Omega system. And these are 1,500-foot towers. And your government and your elitists have been able to stick these around the globe. There are about seven of them that are operational now. And they carry a cyclic frequency transmitter system that will send out anywhere from 10 to 15,000 cycles. We're up now into the tonal range of your high weather satellite system. These, of course, are linkage elements for the Tesla complete the world circuitry wirelessly. Now, there's good news and there's bad news. They have perfected these things, and you've got them running around up there in your silly little shuttle. You know, barely off the earth. Pretending to be some big wheel. And pretending to have some little jet leak. Well, I'll tell you, you're at cross odds with the Russians. They don't want you near their satellites or their platforms or their anything. Now, if you get within 35 miles, you're going to be lucky. But let's give it 400 feet. You're up there showing off in a world that is not yours. You do not have authority in space. You don't have authority in the universe. And I'm always asked, well, why don't you do something? Why should I do anything? You don't have authority in my space either. And usually I'm asked by ones who experienced me for the first time, well, are you sort of like Ramtha? I'm going to tell you something about Ramtha today. There was a period of time in the Bible, and if you could get your hands on the original Bibles, you'd find it there. The Lomsa Bible will have it there. There was an entire period or dynasty or whatever you want to call this authority period of the most corruption to equal any on your place. Barbaric attitudes, and it was led, headed by Ramtha. So when Ramtha says, I'm come back to get my people, he means it. 64,000 years old, forget it. He's a lot older than that. As you will see, all of you are also. And it is a matter of getting you through a period of time because a remnant is going to come into space and they're going to come with me and my fleet. I serve God. I am the leader of the hosts. Sent to prepare the people and a way, and to bring that word God promised before the end. And then man can make his choices. I'm not going to beg, plead, beat, force, coerce, have a church, have a religion. None of the above. We have a mission. And anyone who wants to partake of what we offer to get our people through this mission are welcome to it. We cannot, any better than anyone else on this earth, survive without funding. And so far, all we've had is pain, 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 assault, legal, suits, and phasers. Dorma just doesn't give a damn anymore. Go ahead and shoot me, I'm ready. Only she doesn't have the privilege of leaving either. So every time they give her an arrest, I have to undo it, and she has to go on back down and work. Now, those are the choices you once made. And to anyone who is truly interested, welcome aboard. And I feel I need to offer this right up front because this is a gentleman who's going to come aboard. He may not know it. I usually work that way. Ask Gene Dixon if he thought he would ever be doing this. And yet he's begun to like us a little bit. But I want to clear up the product before we move on. We don't need anybody else's product. And Mr. Tips is upset because he feels that somehow we took his product. That means that Mr. Tips does not study the information. He may do very well in a courtroom. He does not know BS about what goes on here. except as he might relate to it. We utilized a product in the interim period of time until ours was perfected to get out there. And it was called New Body, if all of you remember. That was only one of maybe five. And then we took what I knew would work and combined it into two. Because you cannot just sit and take 15 tablets at a time and not choke occasionally. And they all have the Drias. When you can get your frequency up to the light frequency, or what I call the frequency of visibility, 16.9433 on your radio dial in your weather satellite band will come in a tone that is funneled right into Dorma's head. It is not mystical, and it's not crazy. And she's a translator. She's a receiver, yes. But she is not a spiritual channel as such. And that's a word we loathe. All of you have that capability if you would listen. And you say, well, I don't understand those tones. And ones who go check this out will come back and say, well, you don't speak my language. All I hear are tones and beeps. Well, what did you expect to hear? If you can slow that up enough, like Star Trek can, you can be in that world. And believe it or not, I'm going to get to the subject of parasites through this subject. Everything on your earth is a parasite of some kind. You are a parasite. And I'm not differentiating you except emotionally from the fluke parasites that you know who I call. Flukes. These are politicians. These are the special elite antichrist. And they'll tell you, well, I believe in God and a higher source and all this. Do you really think that Robert Byrd, senator, who has his own monarch slaves, is of God? Your government is riddled with nothing but poison parasites. And you're not ever going to clean them out of Washington in time to save your nation. You're going to have to go around them. And you're not going to be able to do it with your little hidden submachine guns. And you're not going to be able to do it in the little survivalist camps. But they're closing down, 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 down on you when they will arrest a man, fine a man $100,000, and take his land in Bakersfield, California, for running over a kangaroo rat. You are in serious, serious trouble. We can program the Drias, but you have to be careful. If you simply program, say, wormwood, walnut hulls, what you're doing is building up a resistance in your immune system to that product being able to work over a long period of time. So the government will hope that everyone will misuse all products. And the ones that they can figure that they can accuse you of misusing, such as folic acid, for instance, they can put that on a prescription. And to get the amounts that you need, you have to get a prescription for it, and that means that you come under the microscope. Why would you want it? We can take Giandriana, for instance, and with the proper programming, we can release the amounts of folic acid we need. Wendell can do that. They have tried to take whatever would be required away from you to allow you to now be open for carriers. Parasites in the body are carriers. And back to the subject of the mystery diseases, AIDS is nothing. The HIV is the laziest confounded virus in the history of viruses. It's the side effects. It is the toxic response of the immune system. And finally, something gets you. Well, you've got diseases now, friends, like Ebola, that'll kill you overnight. It'll wipe out an entire city. And it can do it within a couple of days. It'll clot the blood, and then it'll separate the blood from the serum, and then you just bleed from every pore. It is horrendous. You have to build this body. It doesn't mean you're not going to be attacked. It doesn't mean you're not going to get sick. A lot of you right now, having been through the program, are having bloating. My goodness, how did I gain all of this blob here? That means, friends, that what you can't get rid of through the intestinal tract has to be absorbed. And if you're getting some puffiness over your liver, go down on your knees and thank God. So just about everybody in here ought to be on your knees by now. You may feel that you're getting fat. Don't worry about fat. I am sick of that word. Talking of mitochondria. Yes, these become a part of your living organism. They convert various substances into energy and fuel, and you have to have them. So you can utilize as well as anything or anybody else these wonderful things. But they are now putting microdots and microchips into a light beam, and they can be injected into you with your inoculations, your vaccinations. It is commonplace now. As we went through the polio, come off it. Polio started right after the major efforts to get everybody in the United States and all children vaccinated against smallpox. Isn't it funny that so did AIDS start the same way through the World Health Organization? Now they have walking around living smallpox that you cannot treat, walking around on the hoof, waiting. You don't go out there and try to fight them. And this is why we keep very quiet, very silent about whatever we're doing until there can be a plant that passes all of their foolish regulations. Meanwhile, our teams cannot wait. We've had to get some Gondriana into you ones. Those are your frequency carriers. These are the things that bring up your frequency. You see, at one time, and I hope that all of you will listen to this very carefully, because Michael Scallion is being given a lot of information regarding this particular subject. What were you like years and years and years and years ago? And what secrets are held in and under the great, great artifacts of Egypt? Most of that is evil garbage. But in the beginning, you were light beings. You've got to get back there. You've got to get back there basically to be able to function off this place. It doesn't mean that you have to know how to dissolve yourself. I know how to do that if I need to dissolve you. Right now, your job is to function as you are, or you wouldn't be there. Now, as to the products, you have my permission to do just about anything you want, as long as it can be covered by simple natural products. We want no focus in here. We don't want the Food and Drug Administration in here. We're not in that business. And it's why we have kept the Giandriana out of here. And now, I'm going to give Gary here the whammy. I want some of that monoatomic powder, monoatomic gold from Hudson. I only need like between your two fingers. That is the life cycle. That is the life source. And we have some, but it is contaminated. Now, please. This is Gary Gordon. Gene, do you want to introduce him properly on that tape?
This is...
For you who came expecting Jordan Maxwell, his wife became very ill, and she was in San Diego, and he's in L.A., and he had to go and get her, so he could not be here today. It's as well, as far as I'm concerned. I'd really like an effort made to bring him back out here next Friday, and if Dr. Gordon would like to come back out here next Friday, he certainly would be welcome. Japan will have some magazine people here, and we're going to eventually get the Nippon television network. I do not go on program. Dorma is not to be photographed, and right here we're going to break down the differences. There is to be no particular focus on her ever. When we meet like this, we just simply meet like this. Now, I do have to say right up front, because it's already being scattered around by Mr. Green, that Dorma trained with the CIA top mind control operative, Mark Gilboyne, at the Hypnosis Institute, who worked with Bogreitz and so forth. That is absolute baloney. Gilboyne happens to be one of the best hypnotherapist teachers. I call him a master teacher. And yes, she has. And yes, she's good. But she doesn't use that except for this purpose. And you might want to say that I control her. Don't you wish? Especially Jay. We're not in the control business. We're in the freedom business. And this is simply a way of getting information and communications with you at this time. The one way you can know is because we're not there. Hold it in your hearts. You don't know what trouble is until we start, number one, being there with you. And number two, you know that we're of God because God's hosts are not on your place. That does not mean that the Pleiadians aren't swarming all through your population. I'm not a Pleiadian as such. We pass by way of Pleiades because you are their brotherhood. And when I say Pleiades, for goodness sakes, you're talking about a bigger constellation than yours. So don't go off on some tangent about it. But anyway, I want to look at the substance that Hudson has because I want to see if it's appropriate for our needs. He needs us too. Because you can introduce monoatomic gold, which is less weight than anything. It is nothing. It will register nothing. You can break it down, take all these other things through a heat process off, vaporize, and you can isolate them. And you get down to monoatomic gold, the source of life itself, and it will register nothing. It will weigh less than nothing. And yet you can program it to any frequency you want. And if you can put that into the living Drea cell, it will adjust to every individual life form according to its DNA RNA structure. Its RNA structure will hold it together, for lack of, you know, I don't want to go into a science or chemistry lesson. But you do know, or you should know, I remember telling you this long ago, that a virus is always attached with a cap. And it is held, this cap holds this viral structure or spiral together with a zinc molecule. Knock out the zinc molecule and you kill the virus. It goes apart. And without that, it cannot reformulate itself easily, especially if you are cleaning it out. Now, what's happening in your livers, as all of you are really prone to use products that have propyl and isopropyl alcohol in them as stabilizers, you'll also have that in your liver as it tries to break down. And flukes, varieties of flukes love and thrive and produce that. So you're going to get puffy while you're finally cleaning this out. So if you're having trouble with that, go through another cleansing program. You are still having to dissolve and absorb and then wash out these parasites. Don't worry about it. And our people are going to get some powdered substances into capsules that will not be so nasty or difficult. We needed to get together that which would do the biggest whammy on these guys. And we always give it with some kind of Giandriana. And I want those spelt capsules. I want something that moves that stuff out, not just like a laxative, but has the sharper edges and will scrape the sides of the intestine. And all of that can be talked about after a while, after the meeting, any way you guys want to handle it. All right, Gene, I've interrupted your interruption that I asked you to do.
I'm starting to feel like EJ.
Yeah, well, just keep it in mind. Keep it in mind.
Well, to those of you who did not meet Dr. Gordon yesterday at Marge's baby shower, this This is Dr. Gordon is he's a master teacher. He's a master physician, a master doctor. He's a doctor's doctor, and he's my master friend. And I think sitting in his seat right now, I think he's probably pretty overwhelmed at everything he's heard so far.
No, he's not.
He's not. Okay.
He has master patients too.
We are extremely fortunate to have Dr. Gordon with us. Dr. Gordon was a practicing physician and saw that was a very limited value. They wanted to get into preventative medicine, homeopathic medicine. He is a person who forever studies, who forever researches. There's very few lectures in the world, given anywhere in the world, that this man has not attended, taken part in, given lectures throughout the world. He's probably the foremost authority on nutrition, homeopathic medicines, your whole body system. We could not have a better person sitting by Doris Siddharma and the commander today. I'm sure he probably understood about everything that was said. A lot of us didn't. I had a very interesting conversation with him on the way over here, or just before we left to come over here, on souls, passing souls, and how souls just can live forever, how they can be abated for a period of time, how they do have some direction when they want to come down to earth and when they want to take a particular form. Well, I'll let Dr. Gordon tell you a little bit more about that. And I wish everybody here would give him a big hand. He's just a real great person. And thanks for coming, Doc.
Well, gee, with that as an introduction, my mother would be really proud if she was here.
She is.
Yeah, okay, you're right. She's alive and well. The things that have come to mind in listening to the commander is, first of all, I have had the opportunity to be with Mr. Hudson when he gave his talk at Global Sciences, and the medical part of it was not recorded because he's fearful for his life, and his wife is quite against his doing this work. But it had been quite interesting that they saw some good responses with this wonderful monatomic gold that he worked on, and it was quite interesting to me because I had been in the business of measuring and studying trace minerals for 20 years. So I was quite prepared for his lecture. And I also had happened to own property in which we had a gold mine, and I was using my inductively coupled argon plasma spectrophotometer, known as the ICP, that measures the level of minerals in samples. And I uncovered the same phenomena he uncovered, namely, I was finding large amounts of silver, platinum, and gold on my property, which the Colorado Bureau of Mines could not get out of my ore. And being a scientist and having top scientists using my equipment, and we had people's life and death at hand when we were measuring minerals and telling them that they had mercury poisoning or they had this poisoning, I knew our tests were accurate, and I knew that there was a big problem, but it wasn't my life's purpose to solve it, so I was glad to meet Mr. Hudson, who made it his purpose and spent $6 million of his entire life savings and which hasn't endeared him to his wife at all, because there's not much left. And he really has cracked the scientific code on what was going on in terms of biological transmutation and has really found that there are a whole series of trace elements from rhodium to iridium to monatomic gold that all have some usefulness that we are only beginning to appreciate. And he's gotten very much in tune with the spiritual aspects of it. And anybody can get those tapes from David Hudson, which are available from Global Sciences, a Backcountry Productions in Longmont, Colorado, sells those tapes. And I've had several of my friends buy the tape. But as I said, the portion of it where he discussed the implication on what happens if you take monatomic gold was not on the tape. He had given some of my colleagues small amounts of it to test it on a patient, for example, with advanced cancer, and she went into remission and it was really good. But another patient they would try, and it wasn't that dramatic. And then they found that they had to get into more estrogen receptors, and there was always more to learn. And that's how my life is. I'm on a constant quest for knowledge, and I always find that as much as I learned, there's always a great deal of apparentness as to how ignorant we are, because there's always a lot more that I don't know. And the iridium and rhodium right now, I believe a friend of mine by the name of Bern Friedlander has indicated to me that the two people who make this with David Hudson have gone off on their own, and that it would be available to buy the rhodium and iridium. But the monatomic gold is going to be such a complex process to make in large quantities that that's going to be quite a while, although David indicated clearly at the meeting that it was in his intention to give it free of charge to people.
He doesn't need much.
Exactly.
You only need enough for molecule to molecule in a Gondriana solution, and then it will reproduce itself.
Good. So, in any event, I've been a little aware of the other things the commander brought up today. The book, The Hot Zone, which is a very popular book today, is a true story about the Ebola virus, and it's very accurate, which he's saying that HIV is very lazy, and the new viruses that we'll all be facing are not lazy, and in fact, they are documentably decimating populations in hours, exactly as Commander has been telling us. So there's a lot of these things that, with my travels and going to meetings constantly, that I'm quite familiar with. And the work of Helga Clark is quite interesting. I have a great deal of experience in the whole cancer issue, as I've have treated cancer in my Sacramento practice before I closed up there in 1990 for quite extensively since 1985. And we have a blood test now that is finally recognized by our federal government and actually paid for, amazingly enough, finally within the last 60 days by the Medicare, which they fought it all these years, because it's a very frightening blood test, because it shows that who's got cancer and who doesn't, that's significant cancer. Now, let's put that in the proper context. The latest research published some 2 months ago on Tuesday, which is the day that all science news is covered in the New York Times, reported that doing careful autopsies on dead human beings, the incidence of cancer is far higher than anyone has ever dealt with in their understanding of this disease. The numbers were that if you were 50 years of age, 49% of men would probably have prostate cancer somewhere in their prostate. That's virtually half of all men by age 50. And by that age, it was 39% of all women were showing some cancer cells in the breast. Now, this gets very complicated, because it really raises the whole question, well, what is cancer? And we were told it was going to be great if we could find early cancer. And now we're saying, hey, what's the point of finding early cancer if you're going to be told that one out of two men has got it by age 50? What are you going to do? Have everybody do some crazy treatment, which we now know the prostate surgery isn't working, the radiation isn't working, and the chemo for prostate surgery doesn't make much sense. So then the rest of the story is that they say, well, obviously we don't know enough yet, because looking at the cells under the microscope, they clearly have lost the typical structured architecture that healthy cells have, so they are cancer cells. But they do not have the malignant potential where they're spreading in your body, because you're still keeping them in control. So obviously that's why the immune system became so terribly important, because when your immune system lets the guard down at all, then that cancer that's been there is going to start to be moving around. And lots of things adversely affect our immune system, from the mercury we put in our fillings and our teeth, to the poisons that come in our diet, to all the other things that I'm sure Commander has made you aware of. So what is one to do with this new knowledge? Because the new knowledge is that we now have a blood test that tells us when the cancer that's in your body has started to become clinically dangerous to you, significant. This blood test is known as AMAS, which stands for anti-malignant antibody in serum. Malignin is released by every cancer cell. If it's cancer of the brain or cancer of the cervix or breast cancer or malignant melanoma or lymphoma, Hodgkin's, clear cell carcinoma, the kidney, makes no difference. We can find, with the latest research done at Baptist Hospital on over 5,000 patients, 95% of people who have any cancer in their body of any kind can be identified by this $125 blood test, which at this moment anybody can have. It is a test that doesn't tell you where the cancer is. It doesn't tell you when you have a positive test, if it's coming from your breast or from your liver or from your cervix or from your brain. It doesn't tell you. But it has a number. If the number is over 135, you have started to lose the control of your cancer. Oh, I didn't tell you the really wild news. If they took the thyroid out of every dead body, almost everybody had cancer in the thyroid. I failed to mention that, so you'd all stay focused on this. It applies to everybody in the room.
My gosh. But I like to interrupt.
Please.
What you're talking about, cancer, is simply a mutant cell.
Yes.
And it's very, very normal.
So the important thing is we all have to...
It is your immune system. It must be kept so that it can handle it.
That's great.
In an ordinary, healthy body, no matter what is taking place, those mutant cells are taken care of, taken out. It's when you don't have the facility for fighting these.
Correct.
So you only have one type of cancer. You may have it in the liver, you may have it somewhere, and it may carry some DNA structure of an estrogen, or depending on where your cancer may be, it may be integrating very thyroid tissue. But you only have one definition of cancer, and that is mutant cells. And your body should be able to handle that. And that's why the Gyandrianas work. That's why the gold, the monoatomic gold, will work. You cannot have imperfection once you have perfection. Because once then it breaks down and you have a mutant cell, the others will just kick it out. Because you now have something that would be able to pass through the cell wall. So go ahead, please.
So the nice thing is that the blood test allows anybody who's been lied to by their friendly local hospital and surgeon who says, I think I got it all. You can now find out if he's telling you the truth or not. Because if your test doesn't come back down to under 135, you are still at risk. And it's amazingly easy to get the test down. There's no one answer to cancer that I've found. I find that everybody is entirely individual and unique and has to be treated as such. But here you have a way that you can find if prayer is best for you, or if a psychic healer is better for you, or if you want to try massive doses of carnivora from Germany, or you want to try mistletoe, or you want to try the Essaic, or whatever you want to believe in, because our belief structure is extremely important. And it's extremely gratifying to me to go to the meetings with 1,200 health professionals who have really learned how powerful the mind is at helping you get well. And this is the National Institutes for the Clinical Application of Behavioral Medicine, where these doctors who don't know anything about herbal medicine and nothing about detoxifying and how important it is to get rid of the parasites are curing patients who have far advanced cancer and throughout their body and are hopeless by getting the head straightened out and getting people back on purpose. And so to not hog this microphone for the entire afternoon, I'll try to just get into the other story, which Mr. Dixon brought up, and that is the book which has been written by Ken Newton, called Journey of Souls, is a book I really recommend that everybody should find some interest in. What he did is he was a very good hypnotist, practicing as a psychoanalyst in Northern California, and because our English language is so imprecise, often we say something and it's interpreted a different way, and he happened to ask a patient under hypnosis something that was interpreted by the patient under hypnosis to mean, did something happen to them in a prior life? And the doctor, who didn't happen to believe in prior lives at all, was trying to help a patient who'd spent a lot of time and money trying to get rid of severe pain in his right thigh, and it turned out that in a previous life he had been fatally and severely wounded in that right thigh. And it turned out that one simple hypnotic session, while